Hello. I want to welcome you to another lesson in the Lead Yourself First program. My name is Tom Cooper, and I am really glad that you've joined me today for this lesson. We're talking about today mentorship. You ever feel stuck in your current role? You might need help from a mentor to help you see what's holding you back. And in this lesson, I talk about how mentoring can help you excel and what you can do about mentoring. Lead Yourself First is your personal growth program. My mentor, John Maxwell, says everyone influences someone. You're already doing that right now. And Lead Yourself First is your system to help you develop the skills that will help you become a better influencer and a better mentor and a better mentee today and every day. Mentorship matters. If you find a strong mentor, it can dramatically accelerate your career. If you actually use the things in this lesson, that's going to be a big win for you. Anybody can learn how to do these things. Everyone can get better at leadership and can learn the key leadership and influence skills that are going to help you become a better leader. I've said this before, but I wish somebody had told me when I was younger because it would have really helped me. Now, I always start out my lessons with talking about how are you going to act after this lesson. How are you going to act? ACT is an acronym. What can you apply? What can you change? And what can you teach? What's an idea you can take from this and put into practice right away? What's something you might be doing one way now, but after this lesson you might think, oh, I can do that a little differently. Or teach, what can you share with somebody else? We want to be a river, not a reservoir. What can we share with other people? I've been looking forward to this lesson because I know the impact that mentors have had in my life. I've seen how many times my learning was accelerated and my results were multiplied because I had a good mentor helping me. Now, over the next few minutes, we're going to be digging in to some really great ideas that can make a big difference in your performance. And if you take an idea from this and put it into practice in a month, you're going to see significant improvements. And maybe for you, you're gonna say, I want some additional help with this. And if that's true for you, then stick around, because I promise at the end I'll share with you a way that we can go a little deeper and do a little bit more. Now, you know, it's amazing. When my dad had learned a lesson through painful life experience, he would often say to me, son, I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. And in this lesson, I am telling you what I know, what I have learned through painful life experience, and I want you to know too. So, why mentoring? Why does mentoring matter? Well, you cannot do it alone. I mean, you could if you had infinite time and you had infinite resources, and you could make every mistake and deal with the consequence of that mistake and learn from the mistake and be prepared for the next step. Learning from your mistakes is very valuable. I want to be clear about this. Learning from your mistakes is very valuable if you choose to learn from them, but that's the reflection lesson in Lead Yourself First, not today's lesson on mentorship. If you learn from your mistakes, that is valuable. Why? Because mistakes hurt so much. Learning from your experiences is the most effective process, but learning from other people's experience is the most efficient process. So let's say you might buy into the idea that having a mentor is a great idea. Why don't we get mentored? Well, I could get on a soapbox about this. In my career, I rarely worked for any organizations that had a formal mentorship program. And even in those that did attempt a formal mentorship program, the fact is that people didn't know what they ought to do, they didn't do it often enough, or they didn't do it at all. And largely, those programs did not bear the kind of fruit that the organization had hoped for. Most of us have never really even been in a formal mentoring relationship. Most of us have never had somebody designated for us as a professional mentor. But if you have access to a mentor, you can accelerate your learning and accelerate your performance. But you have to make it work. Your growth is up to you. One of my favorite quotes from Jim Rohn says, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's life plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. Your growth is up to you, and that's why I'm so glad you're part of Lead Yourself First. This program is designed just for you to help provide a set of core lessons that equip you and expand your thinking and help you become aware of areas of growth that can benefit you. I'm definitely a mentor for you if you'll apply these lessons that we put together here for you. And I'm glad that you're doing this because it tells me you understand the importance of investing in yourself and being personally committed to growth. So let's talk for a minute about what mentoring looks like. Most of us, when we think about mentorship, we do that in a way that doesn't match reality. And here's what I mean about that. We think of it like going up on the mountain and the mentor says, "When you can snatch the pebble from my hand, grasshopper, your mentorship will be complete." Or we think of it like we're going to go and have a mentorship class where there's a book and a lecture and a test. But that's not how it works. I say I can get on a soapbox about this because I am very frustrated with the way we train everyone to think that their growth and their path is tied to somebody else's plan. You need your own growth plan, but in school you were taught that the teacher defines the plan, and the student's job is to learn your lesson, and the lesson was scripted for you by the official teacher. And what happens as soon as we get out of school, we're conditioned to look for the formal educator who's going to teach us lessons. But there is no class. There's no specific curriculum. There's no one right way that you can learn. You are unique, and you're facing a set of problems that don't come in specific difficulty, in a particular order, with a facilitator to help you overcome them in six simple steps. It's just not how it works. Life's complicated. We often face problems at work that are uncommon problems. Sometimes we find ourselves struggling with problems we don't yet have the skills to tackle, and we fail. You need to design your own growth plan, and then you need to take ownership of that plan. Now, I had hoped that I would find a guru to help me. But over the course of my career, I never had a guru assigned to me. And I did have a boss or two who would invest in me, but that was absolutely the exception. It wasn't the rule. I remember I was a young guy. I was maybe 5 years out of school. And I had made some progress in my career, largely by changing jobs every couple of years. And then I went to work for Mike. Mike was great. Mike really cared about me, and Mike wanted to invest in me. I remember I got into a pointless argument with another team, and he was willing to come and challenge me to swallow my pride and let it go, even though I was certain that I was right. He helped me focus on what really mattered, and it wasn't on arguing with a peer in another apartment. At one point, Mike said to me, "Hey, Tom, I want you to run the next team meeting." And looking back, I can tell you it was not because he saw how smart I was and what a great job I would do. I mean, my approach to that was, I thought, run a meeting? How hard could that be? I'd been a part of that team. I knew what the meetings were like. We'd sit around a conference table and talk. I like to talk. Simple, right? So I go into the meeting with no preparation at all. And how do you think that worked out? It was ugly. But instead of Mike getting angry with me or just resolving he would never ask me to do that again, Mike sat down with me in a one-on-one meeting and he said, "Hey, Tom, how do you think that went?" He was there. He saw how it went. And he also asked, "What do you think you could do differently next time to have it go better?" What a great boss. What a mentor who was coaching me through my failure. What a gift to me. But often I did not work for bosses like Mike. As I began to examine my career progress, I realized I wasn't going to have someone come rescue me, that I was going to have to find my own rescuer. So what does that look like? How do you find a rescuer? A few years later, I was in a different role with a much worse boss who was not prepared to invest in me, and I was floundering. I was assigned to a project where we needed to automate processes, and you know what I discovered? It's interesting. Pretty much no one understands how things work in their organization. That pretty much we rely on each person in the organization to do their part, and then eventually things work out or they don't. It's painful. Over the years, I've learned that this is true in just about every organization everywhere. And most of the time, we rely on personal expertise or heroic effort rather than leading by values or consistent processes. But that's another lesson in Lead Yourself First, not today's lesson. So going back to that job where I needed to document processes and write software that automated those processes, I watched as a colleague seemed to effortlessly learn the steps that people would follow to do tasks and complete their work, and then he also created pictures which clearly and simply described what was happening. And I was astonished at how easy this was for him, and I could see how valuable it was because people would look at the picture and say, "Wow, we do that? Why do we do it that way? And I could tell this was a skill that added value, and it was a skill that I wanted to have. So what did I do? Do I look for a course on it or find a guru who's the best in the world and sign up for the Gurus program? Here's what I did. I went to my colleague and I said, hey, Rich, you are great at creating those documents, and I am not. I don't understand how you do it, but I want to learn. Would you teach me? And what do you think Rich said? You see, Rich wasn't my boss. He wasn't a teacher. He wasn't the official expert. He was my peer working on another team, but he had a skill in an area where I did not have a skill, and I wanted that skill. It was an area where he had a lot of talent, so much talent and experience that he made it look simple. And that's how you know you're working with an expert. Experts make their complex work look effortless, smooth, repeatable results. That's what experts do. So think about this for a moment. Think about something you're really, really good at. If somebody comes to you and says, hey, you're great at that, would you help me learn? How are you likely to react? I bet you'd respond like Rich responded. He said, sure, Tom, the next time that comes up, give me a call. I'll help. In this situation, you're great at it. Somebody else recognizes your greatness, and they ask for help. Of course you'll respond positively if you can, right? Most of the time, the people you ask will say yes. They're going to respond positively. So how do you find a mentor? Look around. See who's doing things well that you don't know how to do well, and then ask, hey, I've noticed you are great at X. Would you show me how to do that? Now, today I'm pretty skilled at thinking about processes and documenting processes used to solve business problems, and I'm grateful to Rich for saying yes when I asked and for being patient with me as I began to learn. So let's assume that you identify somebody who's good and you ask them to help you and they say yes. What can you do to prepare yourself for being mentored? I love what Stephen Covey says. He says, begin with the end in mind. You got to keep the main thing the main thing. Don't get distracted. You want to be laser focused. If mentorship with this person is amazing, what would that look like? Exactly what do you hope to get from the mentoring? How will you know if you are making progress? And how will you know when you're finished? What are the areas where mentorship would be helpful to me? Who do I know who's a potential mentor in any area where I need help? When can I ask them to help me? When can I take action on what they teach me? Set your goal, decide what you want to accomplish, and then get started. Now, once you've gotten started, how do you get the most from that mentorship process? Well, let's say you've identified that mentor, and you've identified what you want them to teach you, and you've set goals for your growth. How do you get the most from the mentorship process? Have you ever heard the saying, if it's to be, it's up to me? Remember, your growth is up to you. It's about you and your actions and your goals. And people are busy. You've asked that mentor to give you some of their time and some of their attention to make an investment in you. I want you to think about three phases of this mentorship experience. One, how do you prepare before the meeting with your mentor? Two, what do you do during the meeting with your mentor? And three, what do you do after your meeting? So we're going to talk about each of those three phases. One, preparing for the meeting with your mentor. Think before you meet about three key questions you can ask your mentor to explain. Don't worry about making them super profound or brilliant, just something I don't understand. And it can be basic. Don't feel like you have to have all the things worked out. You don't. You really, really don't. So what are your goals for your experience? Take the time to write your questions down. I mean this in all seriousness. Take the time to write your questions down. And then practice saying them out loud. Seriously, you want your mind to be clear about the learning. Now, this step seems simple, but do not let the simplicity fool you. This step is powerful because it's going to help you be more clear in your thinking. Now, what about during the meeting? Well, show up on time or even a little bit early. You never want to make your mentor wait for you. Next, thank them for meeting with you. Tell them your goal for the session. And when you're ready to jump in, say, I've prepared a couple of questions. Can we get started? And then ask your first question. Now, when you are asking questions, you want to take notes. You want to take lots of notes. Don't worry about taking notes. That's fine. And if you feel like you're just self-conscious about how long it's taken to write your notes, here's something you can say. You can say, I'm sorry it's taken me a while to make these notes. It's just that this information is so great, and I want to make sure that I capture it. They will wait for you. They really will. At the end of the session, quickly scan over your notes and give your mentor a quick summary of the things you've learned. And then you can ask them, what could I do next? What could I do next to get better? And then ask them, after I've done that, would you be willing to meet with me again? Now, that will set you up for tremendous success. You will have created an action plan. You'll know exactly what you need to do, and you will be in great shape. Now, there are two more questions you could ask to your list, add to your list as well. One, you could say, what is something I should be asking about this, and I'm just not asking it today? And two, can you think of someone I should talk to about this that I don't know yet? All right, so that's we talked about before the mentoring session and during the mentoring session. Now let's talk about after, that phase three. What happens after the mentoring session? First, do the homework. Whatever the next step in the journey is, do that step. Do it quickly. Seriously, have you achieved your goal yet? What else is needed? What are three more questions you can ask your mentor? And then follow up with your mentor. Do the work, create the questions, follow up. Repeat this process until your mentor is not available anymore or until you achieve your goal. And as you're making progress, if your mentor has suggestions about people you should talk to, ask them, would you mind introducing me to that person? And you can repeat until you're the guru. Now, I want to take just a moment to talk about what it means to be a mentor to other people. I said this many times, your goal is to be a river, not a reservoir. You want ideas, lessons, and growth to flow through you, not just to you. There's a body of water in the Middle East known as the Dead Sea. It's a very, very low point. It's so low that the Jordan River flows into it, but there's nowhere for the water to go out. It's a reservoir with no outlet, and as a result, it has become stale. It's called the Dead Sea because with no outflow, it's simply unsuitable for just about every kind of life. And if you become that kind of person where everything flows to you but not through you, that can be true for you too. If you don't share what you're learning with other people, you are going to become stale no matter what investments you make in yourself. And that's why I say we want to be a river, not a reservoir. We want to let the lessons flow into you and out of you. Share with other people what you're learning. So who should you mentor? Because you might be thinking, I'm not that great, or I don't know much. You are wrong. My oldest son is an Eagle Scout. One of the skills that Boy Scouts love to develop is starting fires. And for some reason, the skill of getting the first part of the fire to work was a challenge for my 11-year-old son to master. I worked with him many times on it, and eventually we were at Boy Scout summer camp, and a wise scoutmaster watched me working with my son, and he said, hey, Tom, you do not need to do that job. There is a lot of experience at this fire pit that your son can tap into. Now, I want to point out that sitting around that fire pit was a group of 11 to 14-year-old boys. Now, I don't know if you have spent much time with boys in that age group, but I can tell you that wisdom is not the first word I think of when that age group. And experienced? Are you kidding me? These boys are dopey. What could they know? But my friend the Scoutmaster made me pause. He was right. He pointed me to a resource that I would have overlooked. The fact is that the boys around the fire pit had substantially more experience than my son had. And they were passionate about the topic and had success in the process. They were absolutely the right people to be mentors. There was a lot of experience around that fire pit. If a bunch of teen boys could be a mentor to my son, you can be a mentor too. When you're great at something and when you've been doing it for a while, you might fall into a trap because you might think, everybody can do this. It's simple. That's likely not true. So how can you tell if that's a trap you're falling into? Listen to the words that you say. You might say it's easy, or it's not that hard, or all I do, or, and this is the killer, you say, well, you just blah, 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 blah. If you hear yourself saying, you just stop right there. We trivialize the thinking, the intuition, and the skills we have when we say, you just do X, or I just. you're probably more of an expert than you think, and you probably could be mentoring others in some aspect of the work that you do. And here's an action point. Listen to your words, the things you say out loud and the things you say to yourself. If you hear yourself using the word just, that's a clue. It's an important clue. Pay attention. What's the topic? Why does it seem so simple? And who do you know who would benefit from knowing more about it? Okay, it's about time for us to wrap this lesson, and I'm going to go over a couple of the items that we talked about during the lesson today. And while I'm doing that, I want you to be thinking about your actions, ACT. What can you apply, change, or teach? So first, why do we want to be mentored? We all need to grow. Things change so fast. Do you believe you need to grow? For the last 8 years, I've been a part of an ongoing mentorship program where I have mentors pouring advice into my life on a regular basis. That mentorship has helped me immensely. Mentorship matters. Who are your mentors today, and who should you be asking? What does mentoring look like? It's not some magical thing. It's a process where you identify somebody who's better than you at something, and you ask them to help you. That's it. How do I prepare to be mentored? Well, I'm going to ask you, what is your plan for personal growth? How do I get the most from a mentorship relationship? Prepare, engage, follow through. Prepare for your meeting, engage during the meeting, and follow through after the meeting. That's how it works. And what about you becoming a mentor? What's one area where you have some skill or some talent that other people need to know? What's something you do well where you could teach others? Why not approach somebody that you see who has potential and say, hey, I think you've got some potential. Could we get together? I'd like to show you some things about this thing I do. So what about you? What's the one idea you can apply, change, or teach? Now, I mentioned at the top of the lesson that you might be interested in learning more or spending some more time on this topic. And if that's you, I'm really excited about this 4-session coaching program on the book Developing the Leader Within You 2.0. Version 1 of this book was where I first began to understand that I could grow my own influence, and it opened the door for me to think more critically about how to be ready to grow, what to do, how to do it, and how to make sure it worked. I would love to do that for you, or maybe even with your team. The cost is $249 a person, and in these 4 sessions, you'll be able to put together a plan for your career growth that will outline what to do and how to do it. In the process, you're going to expand your thinking about becoming a better leader and being ready for more responsibility. When opportunity comes, it's too late to prepare. So why not start your preparation today? If you're interested in this, drop me an email, tom@brighthillgroup.com, tom@brighthillgroup.com, and we'll get it set up. Thanks for being here for today's Lead Yourself First lesson, and I am looking forward to hearing from you next time.